You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in everything that God is doing. Mm-hmm. Because everything that God is doing is good.
Mm-hmm.
Why? James says that. All good gift comes from above. They're all good.
Mm-hmm.
All what? I just love it. Let me say it again on this Friday morning. Wake up everyone this Friday morning.
Mm-hmm.
All good gift comes from above, where there is no shadow.
Mm-hmm.
There's no shadow that go to, of turning your obscurity. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
So this morning we're here to tell you it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We anchored in God. So everything good coming from God. So look to him. David said, I look unto the hills from whence cometh my help. I look up to him because that's where good things come from. Quit looking down. Let's start to look up. All good things come from above. I'm excited on this Friday morning, Diane.
That's James chapter 1, verse 17.
Yeah.
Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. And that's where we were yesterday, that there's no variation. God's love is to all.
Oh, come on.
The good and perfect gift that comes from above, that comes down from the Father of lights, there is no variation or shadow of turning. He is the one true God. He is the God over all. And we have to receive him as such. Now get out your calendar, make your day count.
Yeah,
we want you to know some upcoming things that Living Word Church is a part of, and we want you to be a part of. First of all, on May 31st, Love Out Loud.
Yeah.
That is going to be Sunday at Living Word Church.
Big, big, big.
Yes.
Love Out Loud.
We are opening inside the church at 10 a.m. and we'll be in there for a part of the service. And then we will be transitioning outside for the second part of the service. And during that time, there'll be some interactive games. There'll be a word of encouragement. There'll be music.
Come on.
Be an opportunity to fellowship and to get to know one another from within the church and from outside the church in the community. So there is going to be a big rib barbecue. So we're going to have the big smoker out there. We have a barbecue master that's going to be making the ribs. And we'll have some sides and such that different people from the church are providing. So that is going to be a big meal and a great opportunity to show some love out loud. So that's on the 31st. All are welcome. Don't say, well, I don't go to that church, so I don't want to just show up to eat. No, we want you to show up to eat. That's why we're putting all the food out there. We want you to show up to eat.
So you remember our teacher, all it right there, Dad, because we had teachers. So it was a setup because we said real love goes beyond race.
Mm-hmm.
So don't let race stop you now.
Mm-hmm.
Real love goes beyond your background.
Mm-hmm.
So don't let your background stop you now. Real love goes beyond status. So don't let your status stop you. Real love goes beyond denomination. Mm-hmm. So don't let your church stop you. Real love goes beyond politics. Don't let your political persuasion stop you. Come on, let's fellowship. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, you will feel apart. Why? Because of love.
Yes.
You will feel apart. You know, sometimes people think, oh, well, that Jamaican pastor just got a bunch of Jamaicans in his congregation.
Yeah.
Well, no, that is not the case. Yeah. We are a diverse congregation.
Yeah.
And we're all different ages.
Yes.
Our children are on fire for the Lord. And I think our oldest in our congregation is 90 and on fire for the Lord.
Uh-huh.
We all worship together and have a great time.
Yeah.
So we have all ages, we have all different backgrounds, and we are all together looking like heaven up in Living Word Church. So you are invited to be a part of what is going on that day, May 31st, and then moving on to that Friday, June 5th, we are having Vibes at Living Word Church. So that is going to be a monthly outdoor concert. So that is to draw in the community. It's going to be a good time. We have one of the best DJs around, DJ Killing 'Em, John Marilyn. He is going to be over that. It's a vision that God gave to him, a gathering place to show the love of Christ. So he said he DJed in clubs for decades, and now it is time for you to use his gift to draw onto the body of Christ through music. So he has different people, live performances that will be set up from month to month. And then he's also has all of the latest Christian music and some of the old school stuff too, just to have some fun.
Yeah.
It's time for the body of Christ to have some fun. Don't just stay isolated in your house and only come out for church on Sunday morning. We can get together and we can have a good time. So that is going to be outside at 1010 Dixon Boulevard at Living Word Church. So that will begin at 6:30 p.m. on June 5th. You can find out all this information on our Facebook, Living Word Church Coco. We have different flyers for the different events that you can share and invite others with you also. And then we have Vacation Bible School. So that's coming soon and very soon. That's going to be June 15th, 16th, and 17th. So that is a Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. So that is specifically for children ages 5 through 11. There's no charge, but they must register so that we can plan. Our children's ministry is overseeing that, and they have a lot of great stuff planned. It's specifically for that age group, age 5 to 11. So it's a drop-off event, but they must be registered. You can't just drop them off and we don't even know your name and you're pulling out of the parking lot. The children have to be registered. And then once you register them, then you'll be getting more information for Vacation Bible School as it comes out. But the theme is God of the universe. He is the God of the universe. And then specifically to each child that they are God's handiwork. So this is a great time of edification, a great time of encouragement, a great time of instilling purpose into your children between the ages of 5 through 11. So all are welcome. You don't have to be a member of Living Word Church, but you do need to register your child ages 5 to 11. And you can register them through a Google Doc. So the link for that is on our Facebook page, Living Word Church Coco Facebook. And there's also more information on our website if you want to contact through the contact card on the website, and then we could send you the direct link. So the website is Living Word Church Coco. And once you get there, you'll be able to see how to contact us and the different events going on. So that's just a few of the upcoming things. We got a lot going on, and we're going to have a big, before that, on the 13th, that Saturday, we're having a big outreach. So if you live in the West Coco area, we are having free everything, and that is going to be at Lakeview Park in West Coco. So we've done that free everything a few times at the church, and now we're taking it into the community, into the West Coco area. So get in contact. Show up at Living Word Church on a Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and you get one of our bulletins that has a calendar of all the events so you don't miss a thing.
Yes, I'm excited, Pastor Diana. Mm-hmm. Excited about what God is doing in the body, you know.
Mm-hmm.
God is doing an awesome job. And that we caught the vision that the kingdom of God is bigger than our preference.
Mm-hmm.
The kingdom of God is completely bigger than our preference. And as we close off this great week of teaching, loving thy neighbor, let that just stick in our mind that the kingdom of God is bigger than my preference. Because my preference a lot of time is a blocker
mm-hmm.
to what God is doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's not my preference.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, I'm mm-hmm. talking truth there.
Mm-hmm.
Talking truth is not my preference. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the kingdom of God goes beyond that. It's bigger than that. And it calls us to love our neighbor requires action. And that's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
That we're going to love out loud requires action. It's not just words. It's doing something. It's doing it. James 2:17
mm-hmm.
says, faith without work is what?
Dead.
Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So faith over here that doesn't correspond with work mm-hmm. is dead faith.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Just think about it. I got a picture as mm-hmm. I was talking that.
Yes.
You have the faith?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, faith is here.
Mm-hmm.
But where's the work?
Mm-hmm.
So faith has to correspond with work
mm-hmm.
to be real, genuine faith. All right. And you know, at Living Word, what we talk about, mm-hmm. Bible faith. Everything for us at Living Word is Bible. Mm-hmm. Because every time we think outside of the Bible with anything,
mm-hmm.
it's a mess. Mm-hmm. It's really a mess. I'm telling you, it's a mess. So we get to narrow it down, Pastor Dan,
mm-hmm.
Bible faith.
Mm-hmm.
Bible love.
Mm-hmm.
Bible walk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel comfortable that way. You know, Jesus, and you know, Jesus always talk. That's why he says to the lawyer, have you read what the scripture says? Have you read it?
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, I did. So that's us. We read what the scriptures say, but we go beyond the lawyer. We go do it.
Yes.
He just read it, but he didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So our part now is not only to read it, but to do it, and to do it is to love out loud. Yes.
Mm-hmm. In James chapter 2, Pastor read verse 17, but the verse 18 through 20,
yeah.
It goes on to give us more insight. It says, but some will say, you have faith,
yeah.
and I have works.
Mm-hmm.
Show me your faith without your works,
mm-hmm.
and I will show you my faith by
my
works. Verse 19, you believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is
dead?
Make your day count. Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 a.m., 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Veteran-owned Double Eagle Sawmill reminds listeners that 22 veterans tragically take their own lives each day. We must come together to combat this crisis.